bed, did you say anything to your mummies? Did you make them a promise and say, tomorrow, because it's Mother's Day, I will be especially nice to you. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake you up with a nice cup of tea in bed. How many said that? Not very many. Dear, dear, dear. How many of you thought to yourselves, even if you didn't say it to your mummies, I will be especially good for mummy tomorrow, and I might even give her a present, some sort of gift? Well, that's a bit better. Not good enough, but better. Now, we often make promises to our mummies, I hope, and we keep them, don't we? Don't we? We should do. You just think back about all that your mummies have given to you. Has anybody here received any gifts, any promises from their mummies? Anybody? Your mummies have never made you a promise? Never given you a present? Not even at Christmas and birthday? Well, one or two. Dear, some have never had any presents. Dear, dear, dear. And what would you think if your mummy made you a promise about something and then she didn't do it? Would you be sad? Who'd be sad? Left hand this time, who'd be sad? I'd be sad. My mummy ever made me promises and she didn't keep them. I'd be ever so sad. But sometimes, put your hands down, sometimes, mummies would admit this, sometimes they forget they've made a promise. And then you're upset, aren't you? God's made us some promises. And God has said that he'll give us certain gifts. Let me read to you a verse from the New Testament. This is Acts chapter 2, verse 39. For the promise is to you and to your children. So God has made a promise. I won't tell you what the promise is just yet, but God has made us a promise. And it's for us and for our children, and even for the children, it's for your children as well. When you grow up and you have children, the promise is for you too, and for them. This is a promise that goes on and on and on. Now I want to ask you another question. All the gifts that you've ever had, all the presents you've ever had, did you deserve them? Do you deserve to receive a present? Amazing. Right, hands down. So you mean that you've done something that's earned you the present that you've been given? Yes? Is that what you mean? You've done something that has earned the present you've been given. Now let's just think back to all the good things you've done for your mummy. When you were born, well, that hurt your mummy. It was painful. She didn't mind because it was you. It was painful. And then what happened? Then, about every few hours, every 3 or 4 hours, what would happen? Just after you've been born, for quite a long time. You know what would happen? Wah! 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 Because you are hungry. And so your mummy had to give you some food. And what happened after you'd had your food? That's right. Wah! Because this time you've got a dirty nappy. Your nappy had to be changed. And you think that because you make lots of noise and have lots of milk and then make lots of dirty nappies. You deserve to be given presents. I don't think so. Do you? I don't think you've earned anything at all by doing those things. And then what happens? Then you grow up and you get older. And then what happens? Mum? Mummy? I'm thirsty. At 3 o'clock in the morning when Mummy's trying to get some sleep. Mummy, I want a drink of water. Mummy, I want a biscuit. Mummy, I don't want to do that. And all these things you've done, haven't you? And you might not remember, but your mummies remember. They know everything that you've done. They would remember if we went round and we asked all the mummies, can you remember things that your son or your daughter did when they were young? They'd say, oh yes, well I remember this and I remember that. All the naughty things that they did. They wouldn't be angry with you. They still have done and still do lots of wonderful things to you and make you lots of promises and give you lots of presents because they love you. Now some people make one of two very big mistakes. They don't tend to make it with regard to their mummies or their daddies. They make the mistake with God. And they make one of two mistakes. The first one is, they think that they don't need anything because they're good enough, thank you very much. So they don't need to have anything from God because they're good enough. They don't need anything from God. They don't need any presents or promises because they've got everything that they need. So if God came along and said, I'll give you a brand new Rolls Royce. Who knows what a Rolls Royce is? Who can tell me what a Rolls Royce is? It's a car. It's a very big car. It's a very expensive car. In fact, if you know how much a house is worth, a Rolls Royce costs more than most houses cost. So you have to have a lot of money to buy a Rolls Royce. Unless, of course, you live in it all the time. But not many people do that. But God says, I will give you a Rolls Royce, and you say, no thank you, I'm quite happy with my old Talbot Horizon. Who knows what a Talbot Horizon is? Who can tell me what colour a Talbot Horizon is? Blue, yes. You go down the road, you'll see a blue Talbot Horizon. Who does it belong to? Have I heard someone say it? Who does it belong to? It belongs to Mr. Booth. And I think it's even older than he is. Now God has said, I'll give you a Rolls Royce. No, thank you. This is much better. My old Talbot Horizon, even if it is blue, is better than a Rolls Royce. No, thank you. I don't need it. Some people say that sort of thing to God, not about cars. But God says to them, I will bless you, I will forgive you, and give you all the blessings you could possibly imagine. And they said, no, thank you, because I don't need to be forgiven. I'm good. I try my best. You know, there are some people, and they think that on the day of judgment, when they stand before God, that they're going to stand there, and when God says to them, why should I let you into heaven? They're going to say, well, God, I've tried my best. I thought I was good enough. And God will say, well, I'm sorry, but that's not good enough. Your best efforts aren't good enough for me. So you can't come into heaven. You've got to go somewhere else. So there are some people that make that mistake with God. They don't normally do it with their mums and dads because they're always pleased to receive presents from mum and dad. But when it comes to presents from God, no thank you God, I've got all I need, I'm quite good enough, thank you very much. Other people make the other mistake. God could never want to give me anything because I'm too bad. How many people here are too bad? How many people here aren't being honest? Everybody else should put their hands up. We're all too bad. But are we too bad to receive anything from God? Are we too bad? Do we think that God could never love us? Now, some of us might say, but there's lots of horrible things have been happening. There's that little boy that was murdered. There was the bomb yesterday in Warrington when a little boy, who knows how old the little boy was that was killed yesterday, Richard? He was 4, yes, and you shouldn't smile about it, it's very sad. Wicked men kill that little boy. Awful things are happening in the world. You've probably heard of a place called Yugoslavia. Who knows where Yugoslavia is? Isaac thinks he knows. Well, very good. It's near Albania. Someone was here last week. Yes, it's opposite Italy. Probably don't know where Italy is either, but never mind. Lots of horrible things are happening there. People are very, very wicked. We could be like that. Do we deserve anything from God? No. Because we're not good. We're all bad. Some of us are more bad than others. So it's no good looking around and saying, oh, but I'm better than they are. And you look around and you say, yes, I'm better than so-and-so, because they always disrupt the Bible class. They always disrupt the Sunday school class. They're always the one to ask the silly question. They're always the one to make a noise. They're always the one to tip all the pencils on the floor. I'm better than they are. Yes, but you're still bad, aren't you? Because we're all bad. And none of us deserve anything from God. We're all naughty people. But the wonderful thing is that God has made some wonderful promises. And these promises have to do with us and our naughtiness, our sins, and God says he will forgive them. Now, how is he able to do that? He's able to do it because of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into the world, he came to suffer and die. And when he died, he was punished for all the things you've done wrong and all the things I've done wrong. That's why he came. It wasn't an accident. He meant to die so that he could be punished for us. So that if we believe in him, if we trust him with our lives, and if we surrender to him, then he will forgive us. And that's where this verse comes from that I read to you. It's from a passage where Peter is preaching the first ever sermon as a Christian. And he's saying to the people in Jerusalem, he said, you have crucified Jesus. That's a wicked thing that you did. But God will forgive you on certain conditions. And the conditions are that you must repent, that you must turn away from sin, and you must believe in Jesus Christ, and you will know your sins forgiven. You will know all the naughty things you've ever done wrong. You'll be forgiven. And you'll receive a gift from God. The gift of forgiveness. The gift of the Holy Spirit. And that this promise that God has made is to you. That's the people he was speaking to. And to your children. Those that haven't been born yet. And to all who are afar off. And that's me. And that's you. God makes this promise to you. If you will learn about the Lord Jesus Christ, if you will turn away from your sin, if you will put your trust in Jesus, then God will forgive you. And it's no good saying, I'm good enough, I don't need to be forgiven. Because you're not good enough. Neither can you say, but I'm too bad to be forgiven. Because there are many people in the world that are far worse than you, who God has already forgiven. And he'll forgive you if you will turn from sin, and if you'll believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and submit your life to him. That's a wonderful promise and a wonderful present. And it's the most wonderful present not only that mummies could have on Mother's Day, but that anybody could have on any day. So I want you to remember that. I want you to remember it all your lives. But most of all, I want you to repent and to believe so that you know the forgiveness that God offers, that I have experienced and others here have experienced as well.